Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Okay, we've been talking about this worker shortage for a long time now, that people are just not going back to work or they're finding other jobs, and it's being felt especially in the restaurant industry. It came up last night in a CNN town hall meeting with President Biden, where he was asked by a restaurant owner about what the Biden administration could do for the restaurant owners to help them bring these workers back. The president gave the restaurant owner an answer that he probably didn't like.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open. And a lot of people who worked as waiters and waitresses decided that they don't want to do that anymore because there's other opportunities at higher wages, because there's a lot of openings now in jobs and people are beginning to move. There's some evidence that maintaining the ability to continue to not have to pay your rent so you don't get thrown out, and being able to provide for unemployment insurance, has kept people from going back to work.
That is Joe Biden talking last night on CNN. Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. He joins us now. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right, take your shot. What do you think of his answer?
You know, restaurants are already offering higher wages, benefits, and more. They realize how competitive it is right now. You know, and this is not a small independent restaurant. They have the ability to, you know, drastically increase wages to attract workers. Practically, you know, we were devastated for 16 months. And also, you know, I want your listeners to realize, too, that even during great times, and we're in the new normal, but we're not back to 2018 or 2019 numbers like we were seeing. Even in the best of times, 95 to 97 cents of every dollar that's taken in a restaurant goes out into the, you know, for food costs, product costs, labor costs, fixed costs, and everything else that comes with running a restaurant. So, you know, it's not as easy as the president makes it sound for restaurants out here either. He's right. There's no question that the federal government stepped up with PPP, and they also stepped with the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. However, two-thirds of the restaurants that applied for the restaurant, RRF, Restaurant Revitalization Fund, did not get it, and only a third of the restaurants applied got the money. So two-thirds of the restaurant did not. Restaurants are still out here hurting. They are definitely still out here hurting.
Well, how about his idea, though, that hurting aside, that workers are finding better paying or better jobs elsewhere, and that's one of the reasons they're not coming back to your shops?
And, you know, it's a complicated issue. We lost team members to other industries. He's right. Well, we were shut down for indoor service. And, you know, and there are enhanced stimulus support, lack of child care options, and closed schools. We've been saying for a while that the federal government needs to address the child care options. Mm-hmm. We definitely feel that needs to be addressed. In the restaurants, and, you know, we're calling for the state to enact programs such as summer recruitment bonus for restaurant workers, expand access to child care for hospitality workers, enhance workforce development programs, and more. One thing that I've been talking about is we really need to do working visas for the hospitality industry, like we have for farm workers. We need to bring in more immigrants also to work. That's why I think we need to offer working visas to the hospitality industry. Immigrants have always been the backbone of the hospitality industry here in the city of Chicago for the last 100 years, from the Eastern Europeans to the Italians to the Greeks to the Asians to the Africans to the Latinos to the Mexicans. That's why I think we need to also, you know, look at doing working visas for immigrants to come and work in the hospitality industry.
Okay, one more then from this restaurant owner from last night. He said, what are your plans to the president to incentivize these workers to come back to the restaurants? Do you think the federal government should do something to encourage workers to come back to restaurants?
Well, I mean, again, as I just mentioned a minute ago, we're calling on the state to enact programs such as summer recruitment bonuses for restaurant workers. and expand access to childcare for hospitality workers. We think, to enhance, workers to come back into make it a little easier for them. Because as I mentioned earlier, childcare options have been really hard for workers here in the hospitality industry. And we think at the federal state level by, stepping up with more childcare would be great. And then offering summer recruitment bonus for restaurant workers.
Yeah, I didn't hear you mention that earlier. What is the summer recruitment restaurant bonus?
Well, what we're asking is the state, with the federal dollars they got, to use some of that money to offer, if you go back to work, maybe you get a $500 bonus or a $1,000 bonus if you go back to work, besides, obviously going back on the payroll. So we feel we would like to see X amount of dollars. Obviously the government got, in the city of Chicago, they got $1.9 billion in the stimulus bill. I think the state got close to, was it $7 billion? So use some of that money to offer bonuses for workers to go back to work.
So you would have the government then pay the restaurant workers to come back to work at your restaurants?
It's not entice them with a bonus.
Yeah, not
entice them with a bonus.
That sounded like a trick question. I didn't mean it to be. I was just trying to be clear. I was looking at these, and there was a story. It was in the New York Post, and they looked at the unemployment rate that workers get. Now, this might be in New York. I don't know. I'm sorry. And the added $300 that the federal government's kicking in, and it said it amounts to about $15.95. an hour for a 40-hour work week. I mean, here in Chicago, the minimum wage is $15, right? So there's not much incentive for people to not come back, other than if it's things, peripheral things, like childcare. But that issue would have, but that would have existed before, Sam.
It did exist before, and that's why I'm saying it did exist before. And we were having some issues, and we were talking about, working visas for, offering working visas for people that want to come and work in the hospitality industry here in the United States. And as you mentioned, it averages out to like $15 and something an hour if you stay on unemployment with the enhanced stimulus.
Right.
However, we at the Illinois Restaurant Association endorsed the $15 minimum wage. So we agree with that. So, but we think with all this stimulus money that workers should come back to work, because obviously we see food prices going up, energy prices going up, and we did endorse the $15 at the Illinois Restaurant Association. However, we think that, doing these, enhanced, bonuses for workers to come back to work would help as well too. So we would really encourage at the state level, the federal level, to use some of the stimulus money to give bonuses for workers to come back to work as well.
How are the restaurants doing? I mean, it's a mixed blessing. I can't walk right up and get a table anymore, but that's a good thing, right? There now are lines and people are going out. I would imagine you're seeing things get better.
Sure, things are definitely getting better, no question about it. And the reason why you still see a lot, you're seeing some restaurants have lines and stuff because they don't have enough help,
You
mentioned. Right. So, they can't seat the whole restaurant because they don't have enough line cooks. They don't have enough wait people. They don't have enough bartenders. So that's reason you see some of the lines. Our numbers back to 2018, 2019, not quite yet. We in Chicago need to get our conventions back, our business meetings back. It's guests in beds, diners in seats. So we really need to get our convention business meetings back here in the city of Chicago. Tourism. It's all about conventions, tourism, and culinary tourism. But also, a lot of restaurants, especially lunch restaurants in the Central Business District, are still having a hard time because a lot of workers are still not back in the downtown area. They're not back in the offices. And so lunch businesses is still hurting a little bit here.
Sam Toya.
So hopefully after Labor Day, we see more people coming back to work.
Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Okay, so what's your favorite restaurant in the state?
Oh, you guys can't answer that. We're the culinary capital of the United States. We got everything.
I thought I'd give it a shot, Sam. It was nice to talk with you again.
Likewise.
Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.